Exodus, the 27th chapter. Bible reading number 98. Exodus, the 27th chapter. And Bible reading number 198. Everything, every garment, everything in the tabernacle portrayed Jesus Christ. I'm going to put this up. Little expanded picture of the tabernacle there, as you can look at it, hopefully, in the video. Won't do you much good on audio, but maybe it'll help you on video. Everything in this tabernacle pointed to Jesus Christ. Everything. Chapter 27, verse number 1. And you, actually in Hebrew, right here it says, and you shall have made the altar of acacia wood. Now, acacia wood, again, is a evergreen wood. It is a type of wood that doesn't rot. It's got a lot of sap in it. And that's a type of, wood is a type of humanity. And Jesus was really human when he came upon this earth, born of a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem those under the law, Galatians 4 and 4. His body would never have rotted because he had no sin. The infection of blood. Blood basically is what causes your body to rot. And he did not have the infected blood of Adam in him. He had the blood of a divine God in him. Of God. The altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. In other words, about 90 feet, 90 inches by 90 inches. And the altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits, in other words, 54 inches. 90 by 90 inches and 54 inches up. And you shall make its horns on its four corners. Its horns shall be made of one piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze. Now, this acacia wood, this is a brazen altar. This altar is made out of wood. This is where you're going to burn things, but the altar is made out of wood. Now, in itself, this is a miracle that it didn't burn up. But now it's going to have, it's all going to be overlaid with bronze. Bronze is a type of judgment in the Bible. This wood, humanity, and God's judgment was upon Jesus Christ on that cross on Calvary from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. when he died. The judgment of God was upon him for all of your sins and everybody else that was ever been born into this world. Judgment. And you shall make its pails for removing its ashes and its shovels and its basins and its forks and its fire pans, and you shall make all of its utensils of bronze. Steve Caldwell, that last verse was for you, way over there in Missouri. The judgment of God was upon Jesus Christ for all of our sins and all of humanity. Jesus suffered for all mankind on that cross. Now, you shall make its pails for removing its ashes, and its shovels, and its basins, and its forks, and fire pans, and you shall make them all of utensils of bronze. Brass, judgment again, judgment. The whole of the cross of Calvary was judgment. Judgment. Jesus was hanging on a wooden cross. He was divine, yet his body, his human body, the wood on wood, was suffering for your sins and mine. You shall make it for its grating network of bronze, and on the net you shall make 4 bronze rings at its 4 corners. And you put it underneath, under the ledge of the altar, and the net may reach halfway up the altar. And you shall make the poles for the altar and poles of acacia wood and overlay them with bronze. Again, we have wood. But all about the altar, the whole altar now, the altar is right here. Right there is the altar. That altar all stands for the judgment of God upon Jesus Christ, and that's it. Jesus Christ felt the whole wrath of God upon Him vicariously for all of us, all of mankind. And its pole shall be inserted into the rings, so that the pole shall be on the two sides of the altar when it is carried. And you shall make it hollow with planks. That's shown to you in the mountain, so that you shall make it. Now God showed Moses and Mount Sinai how everything was supposed to be built. Exactly. And Moses instituted two inspired workmen to do this work. But remember, all things in this tabernacle point to Jesus Christ. And you shall make the court of the tabernacle. The court of the tabernacle, that's everything around the tabernacle. Out here is a court. And you shall make the court of the tabernacle. The word tabernacle means dwelling place. God was going to dwell with His people. Remember, the word tabernacle means dwelling place. John 1:14 in Greek it says, Kai ho logos sarxigenito. And the Word, or the Jehovah, became flesh. He became flesh and dwelt among us. He tabernacled among us. And we have held the glory of the only begotten of the Father through Jesus Christ. God dwelt with mankind. The tabernacle says that God would dwell with mankind, and in the conception of Jesus Christ in this world, God dwelt with mankind. You shall make the court of the tabernacle on the south side. There shall be hanging for the court a fine twisted linen, white, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He was without sin. His blood was out without the infection of sin. And 100 cubits long for one side. 100 cubits long for one side, that's about 150 feet. And its pillars shall be 20, and with their 20 sockets of bronze. The bronze, the pillars, will be made out of wood, and they will be standing upon bronze sockets. And these bronze sockets, again, the judgment of God, even though Jesus Christ was white and righteous, the judgment of God, the wrath of God was upon Him. And the hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be of silver. That which upholds us is redemption. Silver is redemption. And likewise, for the north side, there shall be hangings of 100 cubits long, and its 20 pillars with their 20 sockets of bronze, and the hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be of silver. Redemption. And for the width of the court, the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, that's 75 feet, with 10 pillars and 10 sockets. 10 pillars and 10 sockets. And the width of the court on the east side shall be 50 cubits. And the hangings for the one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits. And with their three pillars and their three sockets. And for the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, with their three pillars and their three sockets. And for the gate of the court there shall be a screen of 20 cubits wide. It shall be blue and purple. When you walk, when you come into this tabernacle, you're coming into Christ. And the gate here that he's talking about right here, these curtains right here, when you walk through there, On those curtains are cherubim, and angels witness us when we're coming to God. They are there as witnesses. And the purple is the royalty of Jesus Christ. By Christ we come into this world. We come into a relationship with God, covenant relationship. And the first thing you see when you get in the court is a brazen altar. Primarily everything in that tabernacle talks about Jesus Christ. Secondarily, it's talking about the church in the church age. And for the gate of the court, there shall be a screen of 20 cubits in blue and purple and scarlet material, fine twisted linen, work of a weaver with their four pillars and their four sockets. four pillars and four sockets. There are four Gospels telling us about Jesus Christ is coming into this world, born of a virgin, born to die on the cross of Calvary. And all the pillars around the court shall be furnished with silver bands. Silver again is what? Redemption. Wood is humanity. Gold is divinity. Brass is judgment or wrath. Silver bands with the hooks of silver and their sockets of bronze. All of our redemption hangs upon the judgment of God, the wrath of God upon Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. That's how we get saved. That's how we stay saved. Saved is a completed action, by the way. For in grace you're having been saved through faith. The faith didn't come from you either. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the width 50 throughout, and the height of it 5 cubits of fine twisted linen. 5 cubits. 5 cubits, about 90 inches tall in it. And their sockets of bronze. Fine twisted linen, and then their sockets of bronze. Again, bronze is judgment. Number 19, and all the utensils of the tabernacle used, and all its service, and all its pegs. Now, the pegs are what? That's the tent pegs that are holding up the fence. And out here on each side, there's tent pegs out here. All of these tent pegs all around there. All the utensils the tabernacle used in its service, and all her sockets of bronze, judgment, all the utensils and tabernacle used in all its service, and all its pegs, and all the pegs of the court shall be of judgment, bronze. We come into relationship with God through Jesus Christ because the judgment and the wrath of God was on Jesus Christ, and He paid for our sins. He was our Redeemer. He redeemed us. He bought us back. And you shall charge the sons of Israel that they bring you clear oil of beaten olives. That's virgin oil. For the light, and make a lamp to burn continually. Olive oil. Olive oil. Olive oil is gold, so to speak. Like gold. It was precious as gold back in those days. And this is extra virgin olive oil. First press olive oil of beaten olives. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Jesus Christ came into this world, and every miracle that He did was by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that oil that makes the light. Jesus Christ, it says that Jesus Christ was brought into this world through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit covered Mary and impregnated her with the seed of God and the very blood of God that would run in Jesus' veins. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. No man comes unto me except the Father draw him. He's the light of the world. He's that light on a tall hill. That gospel light that draws us unto God. And in the tent of the meeting, in the tent of what? In the tent of meeting, outside the veil, which is before the testimony. In the tent of the assembly. And secondarily, look at this now. When we're brought into covenant relationship with God, we come into, through His Son's blood, the altar. The brazen altar, the judgment of God, the wrath of God was upon Jesus Christ. The next thing we come to is a brazen altar. And that brazen altar is filled with water. All the priests were dipped and baptized in that altar to begin with. Now just look at it like this. We come into Christ by the sacrifice of His Son. We submit to baptism before we ever go into the church. That's prerequisite to church membership. And church membership is not salvation. Church membership is we're in the army of God. We're in the covenant in the administration of God's kingdom in the world today. The tent of meeting outside of the veil, which is before the testimony. And Aaron and his sons shall keep it in order from evening to morning before the Lord, and it shall be perpetual statute throughout all the generation for the sons of Israel. For the sons of Israel. Let's look back now. Let's go and let's look just a little bit of what we got here. We got a fence that's white. White represents what? Purity and righteousness. There's wood, poles out here, all around here. There's wooden poles. They have silver on top, which represents redemption. Jesus Christ became flesh. Remember, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Jesus Christ was born of a woman. In other words, He's our Goel, our kinsman redeemer, our redeemer. But He has to be related to us to be our redeemer. Wood. Righteousness. We could not get to heaven except for the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because we have none. Jesus Christ died for our sins and was resurrected for our justification. They're standing on all of these are standing on brass foundations. Brass is judgment. The tent pegs are all made out of brass, which is judgment. That's what holds up the fence. Inside the fence you have the brazen altar. And inside that you have the laver. The brass laver made out of looking glasses, by the way. It was made out of Israel's looking glasses. The women's looking glasses. They didn't have mirrors with a silver on the back of them like we used to have in the early 1900s and 1800s and back for whenever they were making mirrors out of glass and putting silver on the back to shine and to reflect your image. They polished brass and silver so you could look at your image in a polished... Have you ever gone and looked at a car that was so buffed out and so absolute that the lacquer or the paint, enamel or whatever was on the car just reflected your image? That's exactly what those mirrors did. They made these mirrors and they polished them so they reflected their mirrors, their images. You know, when we come to God, we have to look and see who we are, don't we? Before you can come to God, you must realize that He is God. You have to realize that He sent His Son into this world to save you and me and all that will come to Him. Jesus Christ came into this world and He kept the law. The only man that ever kept the law was Jesus Christ. I haven't done it. You haven't done it. I don't care what you say. I was raised in a Pentecostal Holiness church. And I was sitting in that seat just really scared half to death of what was going on there sometimes. But people would get up and testify. And they would testify that they hadn't sinned in 20 or 30 years. Right then, they're lying. They're lying. That's a sin, isn't it? I listened to all of that. And I listened to how that they had kept their salvation, and one woman had tried to sew something on Sunday, which was the Sabbath, and God run that needle through her finger in that sewing machine. I listened to all of this stuff over and over and over again. And it was taking me away from the Bible and traditions of men. Then I read Ephesians 2 and 8, for in grace you are saved through faith. And they used to say, the reason why you're not saved, the reason why you're not healed is because you don't have any faith. Faith doesn't have anything to do with a man. It comes from God. It's a gift of God. We live in the world today. We have faith, love, and hope. That's the three gifts left. We don't have any other gifts. That's it. Faith, hope, and love. We have the Word of God. Beaten bronze, beaten gold, carved, and polished. All of these different things were all made to portray the image of Jesus Christ, the very image of Jesus Christ. Our Father, we send this message out to glorify you and your Son and what you did for us from eternity past, and how that you sent your Son into this world to save us. Not one person will ever come to you and say, "Look what I did." It'll all be, "Look what Jesus did." Father, please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.